News Now Warsaw, WRSW, 1480 AM and W259 BJ, 99.7 FM, Warsaw, Indiana.
This is the lesson of sleepy boy.
Oh, here comes Chuck.
Man, he looks terrible.
I lost my head.
What happened?
I was tired and not thinking clearly when I took out my auto loan.
Man, you gotta be careful or you're gonna pay too much. There's interest rates you gotta
pay. I know!
He needs R&B Car Company.
RBCarCompany.com.
Hey, what's up, Chuck?
This is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM, 1480 AM, online at NewsNowWarsaw.com and at the News Now Warsaw app. Here's your host for Tiger Talk, the radio voice of Tiger Sports, Roger Grossman.
What an interesting football season. Two hard losses in a row in the conference, a big win over Mishawaka last week, and then last night. And I've listened back to the broadcast, and I've watched the video of the football game, and I'm still trying to make sense of all of it. I can't wait for Coach and the boys to be here and share their thoughts on last night's game. Warsaw rallying from down 21 in the first quarter to win 35-21 at Northwood. The other conference scores, Concord is the NLC champ outright with a week to spare. They won at Wawasee 44-7, and that's true because Mishawaka beat Plymouth 34-10, and Northridge beat Goshen 42-3. So, the updated conference standings at the moment, Concord is 6-0, Mishawaka and Plymouth and Warsaw are all 4-2, Northridge is 3-3, Northwood 2-4, Wawasee is 1-5, and Goshen is 0-6. Some of the other games, Jimtown beat LaVille 49-20. Valley rallied and beat Glenn 22-21. Bremen beat Knox 46-38. Manchester beat Cass 49-28. Northfield beat Whitco 47-6. Northwestern beat Peru 29-16. Rochester beat Southwood 29-0. McConaughey continues to rack up big points. They beat Wabash 77-0. It was North Miami over Culver, 61-26. Triton beat Pioneer in Bourbon, 28-21. Columbia City got back on the winning track. They beat Leo, 21-18. West Noble beat Cherubusco, 58-0. Eastside beat Central Noble, 48-6. It was Fairfield over Lakeland, 48-38. Elkhart shut out Marion, 26-0. And Penn beat New Prairie in Rolling Prairie, 24-7. Again, the Tigers were winners last night, 35-21 over Northwood. We'll talk with Coach Curtis and the boys about it coming up next here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
You see a chipped or cracked windshield. We see it repaired or replaced by specialists at our place or yours. Our glass doctor specialists use original equipment glass, special sealants, and a 28-point installation checklist. If your windshield is damaged or broken within 12 months, we'll replace the glass free. That's the Glass Doctor exclusive G12 road hazard guarantee. Visit glassdoctor.com for information on repairing or replacing your windshield.
Call the Glass Doctor. We'll fix your paint. Oh, yeah!
Hi, this is Alan Aldifer. Ready to take control of your financial game? Just like in football, whether you are looking at a game-opening drive or a two-minute drill for a game winner, at Aldifer Bergen & Company Retirement Planning, we know how to make every play count. Let us help your retirement plan become a winning financial plan. Don't fumble your future. Let us become your financial coaches.
The cold weather is coming, so now is the time to visit Splendor Boats in Warsaw for all their off-season boating services. Indoor, safe, and clean boat storage, winterization, and shrink wrapping. Splendor can also change the look of your pontoon by replacing that old carpet flooring with new marine-grade vinyl. Redeck over the winter and have it ready to go next spring. Plus, redo your boat's furniture and canvas tops with their canvas and upholstery department. Splendor Boats, a small family business for big family fun.
False start, pass interference, offsides.
All bad things in football.
Spotty dishes, rust stains, dry skin and hair.
All bad things when it comes to your water. Rab Water Systems All-Star Team can help eliminate your water penalties. home of the non-electric Kinetico, which provides clean, clear water 24/7 without electricity. Call or visit rabwater.com to fix your water.
It's that time of year again. Football is back, and soon it's time to sign up for the open enrollment of Medicare Advantage, Medicare Part D drug plans, and individual health care plans through the Affordable Care Act. Contact JBC and Associates to update new plan designs and find out about increased subsidies to help reduce marketplace premiums. Call John at 574-527-1295. Call with any questions and be ready to sign up for the Medicare plans beginning October 15th and for individual health care plans on November 1st. Go Tigers!
This is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw. It's time to talk Tiger football with head coach Bart Curtis.
You know, I've been thinking almost all night about what to ask you first, about where to start with you. And I even asked Andy in the broadcast, what should I ask coach first? And he begged off. He said, no thanks.
There's nothing you can ask that's going to be wrong.
No,
I can
I
tell you that.
That couldn't have been a worse start for your football team than it was last night. They go down and score, move the ball in a way that they
at will.
And the way that they haven't really all season. You guys fumble on the first play. They score again. Onside kick works perfectly. You'd run one play from scrimmage, and they were up 21-0.
I've witnessed it. But have not been an active part of something quite like that. So, yeah, it was, you know, we want to start fast and finish strong. Well, we did half that, okay? That is our goal every week, to play low, play hard, play fast, start the game fast, and finish the game strong, okay? So, like I said, we didn't do the first part of that. We did not start the game fast. And Northwood did, credit to them. They came out and, you know, we weren't sure who was going to play quarterback, Roger, and they threw a freshman in there, number 14. And I think number 4 running back had a really, really good game.
He did.
You know, they're banged up, you know, they're on their 4th quarterback.
Yeah.
Okay. Number 10, number 18 did play corner and did punt for him.
Yeah.
And then number 9, probably their best football player, did not play last night. So number 14, a freshman, came in, and I thought did a really admirable job. You know, I talked to him in the handshake line after the game, and, you know, he's not very big.
No.
And he did nice. He throws the ball fairly nice, and I thought he handled himself really well. So, we weren't sure what we were going to see. They came out. We were not setting the edge well on the perimeter. Okay, so they're throwing quick. You know, they motion a guy out of the backfield, throw a screen out to the split end, and, you know, we're backpedaling, not setting the edge, because sometimes we're so worried about getting beat deep that we're playing passive. As aggressive and determined and violent as we played 168 hours ago, okay, we're sitting here 168 hours ago, and I'm lauding the efforts of our defense for their physicality and violence. There was none of that to be seen in the first 3 series.
So it's 14-0, and then Nate Andrews drops a bombshell in the middle of Andrews Field. Onside kick. What happened? Because there were fans sending me messages that said that we didn't look like we lined up correctly.
I would say that those fans, for the very second time, are correct.
Okay.
The first time they were right is when they said, hey, the coach needs to make sure that the kids are doing this right, okay? Or the coach needs to teach ball security a little better, okay? So they've been right twice. So you've caught them. Yes, we did not line up correctly. I will take 100% responsibility for that, because after the 5-yard running into the kicker penalty, that moved the ball to their 45. We should have lined up at our 44, and I believe we were lined up at our 39 or possibly even 41. Still, a situation where you've got to be aware that they've got a kicker that can put it through the uprights from the 40. You know, he's going to put it out of the end zone every time. So what an ideal situation for some type of a drag or bunt or onside kick. And I believe I was having some stern, encouraging words with our defense at that point and was not being mindful of the situation. And so, you know, that's on me. So you can tell the fans that. Text them back and tell them that.
No, they.
I will.
You just did.
Good.
So it's
good.
1:19 to go.
Tell them, and I'll tell them right now. If you notice something like that, come down and let me know, for God's sake. Or I can get some headsets on some key fans, and they can communicate with us during the game.
Could you imagine that?
I could.
So with 1:19 to go in the first quarter, you're down 21-0.
And have snapped the ball once.
Once, and then everything changes.
It did.
The boys settled down. Yeah. The game settled down. It was played more
at our pace. The head coach
settled
down a little bit till he had to have conferences with the officials, which I'm not going to go into because I don't know if high school coaches can get fined.
Oh, that's too bad.
Like college coaches?
I would really like to know because at one point at halftime – both you and Nate were over there talking to the referees, and I want to know what was in that.
They were listening. They wanted to hear what I had to say. So, and I would do the same thing. If Northwood had a conference with the officials at halftime, I would want to know what was being said. So they were more or less listening to my positive reinforcement for the job that those young men were doing.
It started with a long run, and Tucker Reed continues to show us why he got the opportunity to play halfback for this football team because he gets that ball out in space, man. He can really go.
Yeah. And you're right. And every week I talk about this. And, you know, I've got an example of one of our halfbacks sitting to my left here, Evan Davis. Those are all great things that the fans see. You know, he is a bullet without a doubt and is getting better and better every week. But the thing that these guys do that nobody sees is they put their face mask into linebackers and defensive ends on zone dive, and they take great pride in their blocking. That's what I'm most proud of number 28 and number 46 right now. Their blocking has improved, and their toughness and their physicality and their pad level, and they work on that on their own. You know, like if we're doing PAT field goal early in practice, and they're not on either of those. Those guys are over there with shields, and they're working on their levels and working on insert blocks and zone dive blocks. But, yeah, that got us off. You know, Tucker took the toss. Evan made a nice block. And did he score? He scored, didn't he? It was a long run. No. Did Tucker score on them?
It got us to the 34, and then one play later, Evan scored.
That's
to make
what it was.
It
yeah. So those two work together. Here's the deal. No block, no rock, period. You don't block, you ain't going to touch the rock. Evan blocks for Tucker. Tucker blocks for Evan. They both had nice kickout blocks on the corner, found the crease, bent outside a little bit, didn't cut back, and that got us off. Got us kind of back into swing. One of the things, Roger, that is pointed out to me last night, and maybe I was aware of it, but it hadn't hit me. Both sides of the ball feed off each other. So I think once the offense started to get going, that kind of catapulted our defense. They don't want to let each other down. They don't want to be the ones that don't get to ride the nice bus the next week. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, whoever has a better game gets to ride the new bus.
It's a complimentary football is what they call it.
Yeah.
Right?
When
all three phases work together.
Yes. I would say that is a great term for that. Yeah. And I thought that drive right there answering in two plays got us back in. It got us within striking distance. And then the second quarter was kind of a melee of sorts. We probably should have been tied 21-21 or at least down 21-17, but that's a whole nother deal.
It is. You did get a score at 159 on a fourth down run. Quentin Brock, very patient. It's hard when you are standing at the line of scrimmage and you know you're going to run the football, it would be hard to take that step back and just let the play breathe. Can you explain how hard that is?
It is. It is. And he showed a lot of patience on that. It's a play we call zone kick, where it's blocked exactly like some of the other plays we run, except the fullback now has to take the end man on the line of scrimmage. And it looks like zone pitch where the halfback's coming around. It, you know, so that pulls the secondary a little bit or the backers outside a little bit. And then the quarterback's got to be patient and crease it into either C or B gap. And he did that.
And you did get a chance to score right before halftime.
We did.
With that field goal, and it just didn't work. It, kicking into the wind, it was going to be a tough ask from 51 anyway.
Oh, no, but here's the thing. It shouldn't have been that. It should have been closer.
Yes.
You know, we've got a block in the back on number 25, which then they changed and said, no, it was number 65. And I'm not going to make excuses, those guys are doing the best job they can. But in a crucial situation, swallow your whistle. You know what I mean? Let the kids play. And, you know, we've got the ball down inside the 30 on Quentin Brock's run, and then it gets called back. And there were still 38 seconds left. I think we would have scored a touchdown on that drive. At the very least, we have a closer field goal, okay? And then Mason drills a 51-yard field goal, and the ball was actually on the ground when the whistle blew for the timeout. I don't know if you're aware of that.
Yes,
or not.
I was.
Yeah, he was in his motion. The ball had been snapped. It was on the tee or the ground. And but you know what? You got to step up and then hit the next one. You can't let another team, you know, psych you out with a late timeout. And he knows that. He and I talked about that last night. So, yeah, but we're down 21-14. We had a quick officials conference at halftime, which I did express some of my feelings at that time. I'm generally not a very feely guy, but I try to deal in facts. But there were some feelings that I felt that needed to be expressed based upon the facts that I had just seen. So,
yeah.
You know, sometimes we have good nights in football. Sometimes we have bad nights in football. Sometimes it's that way for those guys too.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's that's a good crew. It's a strong crew that has officiated at high levels. I would want them for a game that mattered. You know, it's just a situation where there seemed to be a lot of laundry anytime there was a big play by us.
Start the third quarter with the ball and established that what had happened in the second quarter was going to continue. March the ball down the field, big plays, set up a score. It's an over 6 minute drive, 6 minutes and 3 seconds. Capped off by an absolutely beautiful play from Quint Brock to Ethan Egoff.
Yeah.
21 yard pass over the middle, and Egoff. I had said earlier in the year, I thought Egoff might be the best athlete on the team, and he showed why I said that last night. That was an unbelievable catch.
He is playing really, really well, and Quentin Brock is playing really well. He showed a lot of patience. You know, we had run toss with our halfback several times, so this play looks like toss. And instead of cracking back on the safety, the split end takes some steps in and replaces the safety as the safety comes down to make the tackle on the halfback who does not have the ball. And it was a timely play. It was a timely pass. It wasn't overthrown. Sometimes we have a tendency when a kid is that wide open to make sure we get him the ball and then it goes too far. That didn't happen in this case. It was a great throw and a wonderful catch and tied the game up.
And from there on, your kids were really in control and dominated the game. Tucker Reed with a 41-yard touchdown run with 1:27 left in the third to go up 28-21. And then the game came full circle, Coach.
Big fourth down stop.
Big fourth down stop at the 29-yard line.
That was absolutely huge.
Right? So your defense redeemed itself from happened. And then Brody Duncan, who'd fumbled on that first play, redeemed himself by having a huge drive.
Yeah.
He dominated that last long drive of the football game and got a 5-yard touchdown run.
He did. And he had, you know, he runs so hard. And, you know, we just got to take care of the ball a little bit better and make sure we pick our gaps. And he did that. He had a wonderful – sometimes he plays better when he's angry. And it takes a lot to get Brody Duncan angry because he is a very soft-spoken, wonderful kid that wants to please. He's a pleaser. He wants to please the coaches. He wants to be the best that he can be. And I know he's very, very hard on himself. So when that happened – in the first play of offensive snap, you know, that fires him up and gets him absolutely ticked off, not only at the situation but himself, and he actually raises his level of play, and he did. He ran like a absolute man last night.
You had more guys get injured. The defensive effort in the second half was even more impressive when you consider that Mason Gabrich got hurt, went out of the game, came out in shoulder and just in his shirt and shorts in the second half. Yeah. Taylor Villema did the same thing. He came out. You lost more guys to injury, and yet it just felt like everybody who stepped in did their jobs.
They did. Those are two really big hits in a game that's, you know, you're down 21-14 and you lose two of your 11 starters on defense for a defense that's already kind of a patchwork in some places. You lose those two guys, and now you're scrambling a little bit. We moved Fletcher Pohl from corner to safety. We took Ethan Eagle off and said, you're playing corner the rest of the game, and by the way, split end and halfback. What other moves? Christian Cullors came in and played some defensive line. We had number 40. Matthew Flores was out for a little bit with a kind of a rolled ankle or calf issue. And I'm not sure who they've put in there or how that worked at that time. I think Nathan Villa went in for a little bit. We're scrambling, and, you know, we're about 15 to 16 total guys deep on defense. And a lot of those kids have to learn more than one position on defense. And then you couple that with the offense position they may need to learn, and, you know, you got to make sure they know what's going on and get them enough reps through the week. But yeah, very proud of our kids in the last 2.5 quarters. We handled hard, tough. We handled hard well, not early. We had the 1,000-yard stare. We look like Bambi on ice. Bambi's. When she goes out there on ice, we look like we were just unsure. We were catching people instead of attacking people. Defensively, a group that never gets any credit is the offensive line. I thought we've got three guys that are hobbled right now, and they strapped it up and taped up their ankles and played. And I thought our offensive line was completely dominant last night. Very proud of their efforts and their toughness.
Who's with you this morning?
We have Hunter Dippin, number 78. And Evan Davis, number 28. And one's a halfback, one's a defensive lineman.
Okay, and we'll talk with them. They have been eating the biscuits and gravy from the diner that they supply for our kids each and every week. And we'll talk with them coming up next here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Crossroads Bank checking accounts have the bells and whistles you've come to expect. Free debit card with free access to MoneyPass Network, free mobile banking with mobile deposit, free e-statements, free bill pay, and more. Check it out at crossroadsbanking.com. Crossroads Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Where your bank and your life meet, Crossroads Bank.
Elliott's Custom Trailers and Carts invites you this fall to the widest variety of custom trailers and golf carts in northern Indiana. Hurry in for season-ending prices with 0% financing on all new EasyGo and Mad Jack's carts through Sheffield Financial, LLC. Plus, get at least $1,000 off all 2024 new Mad Jack's carts. Go in and find out all of the great deals on new and used golf carts. Elliott's Custom Trailers and Carts, US 30 East Warsaw, where you are always a winner.
Hi, I'm Blake with Flotec Plumbing and Heating. From Goshen, Ligonier, and Warsaw to Columbia City, Fort Wayne, and Wabash, and all points around and in between, we're the top provider of innovative equipment and superb residential and commercial service in the area. Our priority is your comfort and safety, which is why we emphasize fast, friendly customer service at an affordable price. Go with the flow and contact us at Flotec Plumbing and Heating to schedule your next installation, repair, or maintenance appointment today.
Your local auto owner's insurance agency is the W.R. Hall Insurance Group. Hi, this is Mike Hall. My family's 100 plus years in business are more than just a milestone. We've been building trust for over a century by serving the needs of local clients to the best of our abilities. We offer the best quality service that comes with the experience and industry insight by providing home, auto, business, farm, and life insurance. Let us at W.R. Hall Insurance Group find out if auto owner's insurance makes sense for you. Simple. Human sense.
Some people are looking for the latest and greatest. Others trust in the tried and true. Hi, this is Brent from Reinhold's Town Square Furniture, a fourth generation family owned business where we are absolutely tried and true. And we're also the latest and greatest. We've just expanded and opened a second location in downtown Columbia City. Stop in now to take advantage of fantastic fall savings and no interest payment plans. Reinhold's in Warsaw and Columbia City, your friends in the furniture and mattress business.
This is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
All right, Hunter, you've got the microphone first. So talk to us about how Hunter Dippin ended up in football.
Okay, so it was kind of just like, it kind of was weighing on me that I hadn't played my sophomore and junior year, and I didn't want to leave high school without or with any regrets, whether that was opening new doors for my like college recruitment through football and baseball. And I really just didn't want to miss any more like time with my buddies. And I thought that I could make an impact on the team coming back and in a good way. And it'd just be better for me all together.
And do you feel like 8 games into the season, do you feel like that was a good choice to make?
Yes, sir. Of course. Yeah. It's definitely opened up new doors for me in the recruiting process. And I think that I've, for the most part, some games pulled my own weight and contributed to the team in a good way.
Your baseball coach, Andy Maness, does the football games with me, and one of the things that he glows about is how hard you have worked at getting better at what you do. And over 4 years, you've had time to do that. With football, you have not had time to do that over the last 2 years. Talk about how you try to cram that improvement into a very small package.
Well, it's really just our coaches, like they try and push you so hard in practice and me not being there the last 2 years. I mean, Coach Gabrich has stayed after practices with me and helped me work on my footwork. And like I get extra reps. Like the beginning of the season, I was getting more reps than most people were. Like they weren't taking me out of inside run, half line, stuff like that, just so that I could try and get my technique down and everything like that back together.
Can you compare playing first base on a baseball team with what you're doing on the football team?
Playing football is definitely a lot. There's definitely pressure in both aspects of the game, and I feel like first base, you're trying to be perfect at everything you do and your footwork and everything, and that's, I feel like that's the same way on defense, playing D-line, playing those tackles. Like there's the Mishawaka game, you try to be perfect to save your linebackers and trying to reach those guards and cut them so they can't get to that second level. And first base, you're trying to make sure, like on PFPs and everything, that you've got the bag, you're talking to your pitcher, second baseman, everybody. And like if there's a ball that's going to get by you, you got to communicate with somebody else to make sure that nothing happens.
From the time I realized you were playing football again, and of course you're going to be a senior, I couldn't wait for you to get in here because I want to talk about this part of your athletic career. Playing first base on a baseball team, you're the perfect person for that because you're incredibly engaging. You're very personable. You are as social a high school kid as I've ever met. Defensive line is not that, right?
No,
there's not
no,
a
sir.
Lot of chatting. You chat with runners all the time at first base, but you don't chat with the other team's offensive line. Is that weird?
It's very weird. It's kind of like it's a habit at first base to be like asking them like how they're doing, or like if they put a good bat on the ball, you tell them good swing, everything like that. But like on the O-line, the real, or in D-line, the only thing you can do is like if they put a good block on you, you just tap them on the butt and get on with the next play. You got no time to talk to them or anything like that. It's kind of just awkward the whole time.
The defensive line and the offensive line are families. The kids come in here and talk about it all the time. We're a tight-knit group. We're a family. Being back in it after 2 years out, how did you feel like you got accepted back into that fold?
How did I get accepted?
Were you accepted well?
Yeah, for sure. They definitely welcomed me with open arms out of the first gate that was open. Like, first week, I was definitely back in with the family. During the summer practices, everybody makes it very personable, and everybody's there for you no matter what. Like, no matter what you're going through, it's, like I said, my first week back, we were all already doing team dinners together, and it was my second day, and I ended up at somebody's house, and it's just an open arms thing.
Were you at the wings party for the offensive lineman at the beginning of the year?
I was invited to that, but I don't think I showed up for that.
Okay. Who are your parents? I was going to ask you how many wings that you ate, because that's one of the things I like to find out. Who are your parents and brothers and sisters, and where do you live?
Okay, so my mother is Amber Dippin, and then my father is Chuck Dippin, and I have three brothers, Austin, Brady, and Evan, and I have two sisters, Sierra and Emma, and I live out by the CCAC.
Where do you fall on the kid list there?
I'm the youngest out of all of them.
Are you really? Cool. What do you want to do when you graduate?
I'm kind of teetering. I want to go into sports psychology in college, but I also want to, like, go into construction or something.
What do you want to do with sports psychology?
I really think mental health is an important aspect in a player's game, and I think that there's a lot of players in the game, and especially in Warsaw community, that they struggle to talk about how they actually feel, and sometimes after big losses, it's kind of hard, and they all get down on themselves, and sometimes they just need somebody there to talk to them.
Who's been your favorite teacher?
Probably Tabitha McDonald, Mrs. McDonald. She's our CCMA teacher at the high school.
Nice. And what's your favorite class?
Probably CCMA this year.
Okay, excellent. And who do you hang out with when you're not playing football?
Really just my, like, either baseball buddies that I haven't been able to see for a while, try and get some time with them, some of the football guys, really, and usually just my family then.
Okay, Evan, so one of the things we like to talk with guys about, because most of us have never played in a football game, and most of us have never scored a touchdown. So what's it like to score a touchdown on a Friday night?
What's it feel like to score a touchdown? So my first touchdown was against Plymouth. I just remember seeing that hole, and as soon as I saw that open, I was like, I'm going to score this. And it's just a great feeling turning around and seeing all your teammates ready to, you know, pat you on the back and celebrate with you. And it's just a thrilling time seeing everyone coming up to you and, like, congratulating you, and they know that they're proud of you.
It's interesting that you say that you saw the hole and you said, I'm going to score, because we watch that play, whether it's you or Tucker or Quentin or whoever's running it. What is your moment where the light clicks on for you and you say, I got to go that way? Because when you're running that way, everybody's running that way. And what are you looking for when you start to turn that corner?
When I first catch the ball, the first thing I look for is usually my halfback that's blocking for me. If his back's turned to the sideline, I know I'm going to have to cut up. Or if he's circling him, I'm going to have to press to the sideline. So that's usually what I see first. And then I see the second level, and either if I'm going to have to keep going forward or whatever's next.
It's no secret, coach has talked about it this morning, that blocking in this offense is how you get to get the football in those moments like you had last night. What did you have to do to get to that point where you were a good enough blocker where they would give you the ball?
We've had to put in a lot of work in practices, even when, like, not even during drills that the coaches put together, but even when, like, we're off to the side and we don't really have, like, a certain role, like we're just doing PAT or something. We get the halfbacks together and we just start blocking, and we make sure that we, even the people holding the bag are pushing the people that are doing the blocking in the drill, holding the bag low so we get low in games, and actually pressuring us so we know how the linebackers feel in games.
What was it like in the huddle when it was 21-0 and we'd run one play from scrimmage?
I could tell that we knew as an offense that we had to not let that one play set the tone for the rest of the game and not let one bad play just mean it's a bad game. And we could keep on pushing in. We knew we got this and we could come back from this, which we ended up doing. So, yeah.
The sectional draw is tomorrow night, and next week is your last. The sectional draw is tomorrow night, yeah. And then the last regular season game is next week. Has that sunk in for you?
Not too much, really, because this 4 years have gone by really fast. You know, coaches do say it all along, it goes by in a flash. It feels like just a week ago we were playing Michigan City, really, on the first week. But, yeah, it really hasn't sunk in because I know that even though there is only two more guaranteed games, I feel like we have a lot more games left as a team.
Tell us about your parents and brothers and sisters and where you live.
So I live with my dad and his girlfriend, and I have six siblings. I'm the youngest of them. I have two brothers, four sisters. My two brothers are Jack and Taylor. My four sisters, are Ella, Kirsten, Megan, and Katie.
And I've known your dad, it feels like, my entire life. And your Uncle Ray is somebody that our listeners know as a former girls basketball assistant girls basketball coach here. And used to broadcast games with me, used to do the boys' games with me during the Nick Moore years. So I feel like I've known your family my entire life. There's a lot of legacy to live up to there. Do you feel like you've had to deal with pressure that way?
I don't really feel much pressure because, like, my dad supports me. He knows that I'm my own person, and I don't really have to live up to even if he was really good in high school. I know I hear it from my teammates a lot. They're like, your dad's Ron Davis, and he was like a really good receiver. But yeah. No, there's not much pressure with that.
What do you want to do when you graduate?
I'm planning to go to IU Bloomington. I'm major. I'm not really like decided on that, but I'm in this finance class, and like I'm really thinking about maybe like marketing or business.
Good. And who's been your favorite teacher in your 4 years?
My favorite teacher? Right now, it's either between Mr. Reed or Chef Bragg.
Really?
Yes.
Are you into cooking?
Yeah, I'm in the culinary class right now.
Are you really? And how long have you been in that?
Well, it's just been this year and the year prior.
Okay. So
just 2 years.
And what's your favorite thing to cook?
I like baking, so like I like making like desserts and all that.
Nice. Well, we need to get him for the team meal at the end of the year. You need to get on that and make some stuff for these guys. Thank you guys for coming in. Great job last night. That was a really fun last three quarters of that football game. And we will see you on Thursday. Again, they got fed by the people at the diner this morning, biscuits and gravy. And Coach shared a little bit of, he gets this giant container full of bacon and sausage and all kinds of stuff.
Ham steak.
And the ham steak.
It's the best in the Midwest.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree. So we thank them for taking care of the guys this morning. When we come back, the Tiger Sports Diary, recapping everything that's happened in the last week and previewing what's coming up today and in the next week. That's next here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Hello, I'm Jay Rigdon. As football season approaches, smart players do their best to protect themselves from the possibility of injury. In our lives, we can't always do that, but we run the risk every day of being injured by the negligence of another person. If you've been injured in an automobile accident, a fall, or for any other reason which appears to be the fault of someone else, Rock Hill Pennant can advise you on your legal rights and help you get the compensation you deserve. Call 574-267-6116 for an appointment to make sure your rights are protected. Rock Hill Pennant, lawyers you can count on.
Bobcat of Warsaw is back for another great year of high school football. The young men playing under the lights on Friday night have worked very hard all summer long and are ready for another great season. Just like those players, your Bobcat, X-Mark, and Cub Cadet equipment have gotten you through the heart of the yard work season. Reward your equipment by bringing it to us for a tune-up. Doing so, your machine will be able to finish strong the rest of the season. So with the hard work out of the way, let's fill the grandstands and support the players and coaches as they perform on the gridiron. Bobcat of Warsaw is a proud sponsor of Tiger Football.
Booyah!
As one of the leading estate sales companies in the area, Metzger Property Services has decades of communal experience between their qualified real estate agents. Metzger lists and sells all types of real estate at auction or private sale. Whether it's agricultural, residential, commercial, or developmental, there is an agent with the experience you need working for you. For sales or acquisitions, private or auction, give them a call and find out the many benefits of buying or selling real estate at auction. Metzger Property Services, expanding your horizon, generation after generation.
Sim Financial Advisors have been in the game for over 55 years, quarterbacking financial planning for families and businesses. Picture this. You're at the Warsaw Community High School game. The stands are buzzing, faces painted, and the energy is electric. And guess what? Sim is making a play of its own. They are covering the cost of all sports passes for every student. So pack those stands, unleash your inner tiger, and get ready to roar in the Sim Zone. Visit Sim.com to learn more. Go Tigers!
Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company, continues with a look at the scores and schedules for all the teams at Warsaw Community High School. It's Tiger Sports Diary on News Now Warsaw.
Let's start down in Carmel with the girls' state golf finals. You heard what happened with Abby Peterson last Friday. She shot a 74. She was right there in the hunt, just a couple of shots off the pace. In the second round on Saturday, she shot a 77, finished with a score of 151. That was 7 over par and tied her for 7th in the state finals. So great job by Abby. Her last event as a Lady Tiger golfer was a hugely successful one. The boys tennis team competed in the sectional championship match last Saturday at the Tiger Tennis Court. They took on Wawasee, and Wawasee was undefeated going in, and they were undefeated coming out as they beat Warsaw 3-2 after beating them 4-1 in the regular season. The points were scored by Warsaw's doubles teams, Henry Norton and Drew Reiser, and Spencer Love and Luke Smith posting victories. And for Reiser and Norton, they won all three of their sectional matches, so they got to go on to the regional as an individual team. And in that regional, they took on the number one doubles team from Bremen, and they beat them 6-4 and 6-1, and there was nobody else left for them to play, no unbeaten teams that weren't already with the team moving on. And so Reiser and Norton are on to the semi-state at Kokomo next Saturday. The girls' soccer team was in action at the sectional this week. They were at Elkhart, and their first match was on Tuesday. It was scoreless through regulation, scoreless through the overtimes. They went to the penalty kick shootout, which is brutal, and for as much for the fans as it is for the coaches and the players. Warsaw made all five of their penalties and beat Goshen in the opening round of the sectional at Elkhart by a score of technically 1-0. Again, scoreless through 80 minutes of regulation and the overtime. And then Lola Pepper, Maya Boddicker, Hayden Elliott, Rachel Corey, and Lila Willeman put all their penalty kicks into the net. Goshen missed one. And by the time Willeman had put hers in, there was no way through five kickers that Goshen could catch them. Then on Thursday, the girls punched their ticket to the championship match today with a heart-stopping 1-0 win over Northridge, and that was at Elkhart High School again. Scoreless in the first half, Lola Pepper on a corner kick puts the ball right in the middle of the penalty box. Tatum Bergen headed it into the back of the net, and that put Warsaw up 1-0. Northridge came back with a beautiful counterattack. Warsaw was whistled for a handball in the penalty area. A penalty kick was awarded, appropriately so, but senior keeper Eleanor Schenk drove the ball out with her left hand and then grabbed it and pulled it back in to preserve the lead and put the Tigers into the final. In the two matches of the sectional so far, Warsaw beat Goshen, who they tied with in the regular season, and they beat Northridge, who they lost to at the end of the regular season, to avenge both the blemishes on their conference record from this season. The boys got a first-round bye on Monday. They played Wednesday at the Huntington North Sectional. They shut out Columbia City 3-0 on Wednesday. Logan Lennox got the Tigers on the board and gave them the only goal that they would need on an assist from Meidenberger. Berger then set up Tanner Reynolds to make it 2-0, and Callan O'Brien removed all doubt as he scored the third goal, Michael Kakahua with the assist. The Tigers were up 3-0, and Finn Bailey kept a clean sheet, which means he pitched the shutout. He keeping the Eagles out of the Tigers. That Warsaw Boys will play in the championship later tonight. More on that in just a little bit. The volleyball team had a little mini tourney up at Elkhart, where they took on Elkhart and Northwood last Saturday. They beat Elkhart 3-0. CeCe Good had 11 kills and Maggie Holland with 10. CeCe also had 7 aces. Avery Heppner with 15 assists and Madison Brandon with 11. You had Ellie Hepler with 15 digs, CeCe Good with 11, and Madison Brandon with 10. And then they beat Northwood for the second time in a couple weeks, 3-1. And it was CeCe Good with 14 kills, Maggie Holland with 14, Allison Chapman with 9, Ellie Hepler with 3 aces, CeCe Good also had 3 aces, Madison Brandon with 24 assists, and Avery Heppner had 22, and Ellie Heppner, Hepler had 24 digs. Then the girls on Thursday, senior night, their final home match, and for a shot at a third straight Northern Lakes Conference championship, and they got it. They beat Concord in 3, and it was pretty easy, 15, 15, and 23 to go 7-0 in conference play, 22 straight Northern Lakes Conference wins for the Lady Tigers, 9 straight wins this season overall, and it's a 4th conference championship in the last 5 years for the Lady Tigers. In the match, Maggie Holland, 13 kills, Allison Chapman with 9, Avery Heppner with 20 assists, and Eva Everest had 11, and Ellie Heppner had 24 digs for the Lady Tigers. The JV defeated Concord in 2, Aspen Wagner, 13 assists, 5 aces, 3 kills, 2 digs, Olivia Rooney, 8 digs and 5 aces, Alyssa McCleary with 11 assists, and Maddie Williamson with 8 kills. And the freshmen shut out Concord 2-0. Addie Weidenbender with 4 kills, Emily Haverstock with 4 assists, and 3 aces, and 1 kill. The girls' cross-country team pulled off an unbelievable feat in the conference meet last week at Oxbow Park. They were at the NLC Championship meet, and they beat Goshen, the team that had beaten them twice in the regular season. Warsaw with a final score of 47 points, Goshen with 50. That secured for Warsaw a share of the NLC overall team championship. Junior Sammy Rastrelli led the charge. She finished 11 seconds faster than she'd ever gone for a personal record. She finished second overall, first for the Tigers at 19:07. Senior Ella LaPut followed closely behind, achieving 41 seconds faster than her personal record to secure a fifth-place overall finish at 19:18. Junior Eden Metz came through with a season-best time of 20:06, passing 2 Goshen runners to take eighth place in the last few yards and finished third for the Tigers. Senior Bryce Ehrman battled to nearly match her personal record. She was 15th at 20:47. And junior Hannah Fisher sealed the victory for Warsaw with a personal record by 35 seconds at 20:53 to round out the scoring for Warsaw. She finished 17th overall. Annie Parker had a personal fastest of 21:13 for 22nd place. Sophomore Stephanie Malagon finished at 21:57. In the JV race, Warsaw dominated. 6 of the top 10 spots went to Warsaw, winning with an impressive score of 23. Freshman Kyla Transparenti led the JV with a second-place finish overall at 21:43. Sophomore Matilda Granger clocked a personal best of 21:50 for third place. Kaylin Stoffel finished 5th overall. Junior Ariana Bradley was close behind in 6th, and Aubrey Bricker was right behind them with 7th place. Meanwhile, the boys capped off their Northern Lakes Conference season as runners-up, finishing behind the dominant Northridge Raiders with a score of 57 points. The Raiders had 27. Tigers had several notable performances, including Jackson Gackenheimer, who led the team in scoring with a third-place finish at 15:58. Tyler Mimnaugh, the senior, was 7th at 16:24. Senior Rick Orr was 12th at 16:36. Senior Noah McPhail was 14th at 16:45. Senior Alex Schrock was 21st at 17:17. Clark Maridou is a senior, and he finished 23rd at 17:20. And senior Matthias Nabia was 38th at 17:55. For the boys' junior varsity, they were the Northern Lakes Conference champs. beating Northridge 36-47. 14 Tigers set personal records. Sophomore Jackson Lehman led the JV team with a third-place finish of 18-11. Sophomore Nolan Stump followed closely behind in fifth at 18-19. Junior Sam Olibal was seventh at 18-37. Sophomore Owen Mirzo was 10th at 18-44. Sophomore Jack Boggs was 11th at 18-44. Sophomore Alex Hoover was 12th at 18-46. And freshman Keenan Lyons was 14th at 19-13. The JV football played in an unbelievable game last week up at Steel Stadium. And it ended in a tie because the IHSA put in rules to protect JV kids from going too far on Saturdays, sunny days. Maybe they played on Friday. So they limit the overtime to two. And at the end of the two overtimes, Warsaw and Mishawaka ended up tied 54-54. Cohen McCray and Ethan Rivich led the offensive attack along with Thalen Fitzpatrick and Wyatt Harmon. The JV finishes the day at 3-3-1, 1-2-1 in the NLC. The freshman team was not as fortunate on Thursday night. They lost to Mishawaka by a score of 34-12 at Fisher Field. They are now 6-2. That brings us up to the current. And today, the Warsaw girls freshman volleyball team and the JV volleyball team will be hosting tournaments in the T-Rack. You can enter door 14 for that. Those competitions have already started this morning. The JV football team is hosting Northwood at Fisher Field this morning at 10 o'clock. The girls varsity soccer team is in the sectional championship. That will be this afternoon at 2 p.m. against Concord. They beat Concord in the regular season 4-0. That was about a month ago. As a matter of fact, it was exactly a month ago today. Well, the boys are playing in the championship match at Huntington tonight at 7 o'clock. They will take on Homestead, whom they tied 0-0. It's fall break, if you didn't know. So there's no school on Monday and no sporting events Monday or Tuesday. Wednesday, the boys soccer regional semifinal. We know if Warsaw wins tonight, we know that they will go on the road for that on Wednesday. The girls would host the regional semifinals on Thursday, and that would be at 6 o'clock at the Tiger Soccer Complex. Also on Thursday, the freshman boys, the freshman football team will be at Northwood at 6 o'clock, and the volleyball sectional gets started, and that will be at Goshen. Warsaw draws Elkhart in a first-round matchup at 6 o'clock on Thursday. Then on Friday, the football team wraps up their regular season at Northridge. We'll be on the air at 6:10 with the kickoff from Middlebury, and Intera Field is at 7 o'clock. And then next Saturday, the girls' soccer regional final will take place if Warsaw is in it. The boys' JV football team will wrap up their season at home against Northridge. The boys' varsity soccer team will play in the regional final if they advance that far. That would be on Saturday. Also, girls' cross country will run in the sectional at Manchester next Saturday morning. Boys' sectional cross country will also be next Saturday as well. And the volleyball team, if they win on Thursday in their match against Elkhart, would then play in the second match at Goshen in the semifinals on Saturday, and the championship would be that evening. One other note from the conference, Wauwatosa has found their new baseball coach. It's Andy Zebst. He is the new baseball coach at Wauwatosa. That announcement came out this past week. Also, Warsaw has a new softball coach. And that's Hillary Kaiser, the former Lady Tiger, back to coach here in her old stomping grounds, and she is ready to go, and we're excited to have the possibility, the opportunity in the spring to interview her because she's one of our favorites all time in athletes across all the sports at Warsaw through the years, over the last 30-some years that I've been doing Warsaw sports in different capacities. So we're excited that Hill is back, and we can't wait to talk to her and get her thoughts on the softball program after Samantha Tu resigned from the program to step away to work with her husband down at Indiana Wesleyan. When we come back, we'll wrap things up here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
This is the lesson of Sleepy Boy.
Oh,
Here comes Chuck.
Man, he looks terrible.
I lost my head.
What happened?
I was tired and not thinking clearly when I took out my auto loan.
Man, you gotta be careful or you're gonna pay too much. There's interest rates you gotta
pay. I know!
Man, y'all need to chill out. We got the dogs barking and everything.
Well, he needs to get his head back.
He needs R&B Car Company.
RBCarCompany.com.
Hey, what's up, Chuck? I'm your neighbor. You see me at Optimist, you see me at church, you see me at the grocery store. I'm just a regular guy with a law degree who has the know-how to get you the win. I'm Travis McConnell, your personal injury lawyer. With millions of dollars won for clients, call me. I'll give you my personal cell, and we can start working together. The initial call's always free. I handle all types of injuries, falls, crashes, defective products, and more. Call me today, Travis McConnell, your personal injury lawyer. Just say, hey Google, look up the Law Office of Travis McConnell. Office Warsaw.
Brower's Furniture and Flooring is the largest furniture and flooring store in Kosciuszko County. Brower's expansive 55,000 square foot showroom offers a stunning selection of luxury furniture and premium flooring. Whether you're looking to revamp your living space or simply add a touch of class, explore the finest pieces that combine style and comfort, and find the perfect flooring to complete your dream home. Open Monday through Saturday, Brower's Furniture and Flooring, 3333 East Center Street in Warsaw.
Stay connected to what's important this fall. With Surf's affordable fiber-fast internet, you can stay connected to friends and family with unlimited data caps, no throttling, and no lagging for as low as $25 a month with AutoPay. With our all-in pricing and price lock guarantee, there are no hidden fees and no surprises. And as a local provider, with customer service representatives from your community, we understand your needs and are here to help. Visit surfinternet.com today. Restrictions apply. Not all speeds available in all areas. Go to surfinternet.com to learn more and for full offer details.
And now, for final thoughts on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company, here's Roger.
Thanks to Coach Curtis for being in here with the boys this morning. Thanks to the diner for feeding them all this morning. Thanks to R&B Car Company for all that they do for us in lots of different places, right? And all the different sponsorships that they provide for us, but especially this morning for their title sponsorship for this program. Thanks to all the coaches for turning in their results. And thanks to you for spending your Saturday with us. It's a busy Saturday. It's a championship kind of Saturday. Hopefully we can get both our soccer teams through sectionals. The girls play Concord this afternoon. They already beat them once. They'll hope to do it again and advance on to the regional and then host that regional semifinal here in midweek. The boys will be going down to Huntington tonight for a 7 o'clock kickoff, hoping to beat a Homestead team they played to a draw with earlier this season. And again, we wish the best to all of the Tiger athletes who are competing today. Stay tuned. Coming up next, it is our good friend Gary Sullivan. And the Colts play at Tennessee tomorrow, pregame show at noon. When that broadcast goes final at 6 o'clock, it'll be time for the pairing show. And remember, Warsaw is now in 5A, so their draw will be just a little earlier than what you've been expecting. Have a great weekend, everyone. For those of you on fall break, enjoy it, and we'll see you back here next Saturday.
You've been listening to Tiger Talk on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM and 1480 AM. For more on Tiger Sports, log on to newsnowwarsaw.com and warsaw-tigers.com. Follow Roger Grossman on Twitter at RogerGrossman1. Tiger Talk is a presentation of News Now Warsaw, a member of Kensington Digital Media of Indiana.